It's the Nerdlings Podcast. I'm WC Chronicles. And over here to my 6 feet away is
Jersey Mike in the wind.
We are doing our Nether Road Walking Podcast. It's almost the Memorial Day weekend, and that opening song was Things Are Tough All Over, John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
What made it tough all over?
Every life.
COVID-19, or is this just a rationalization of how the real world works? You get grinded to death like on train tracks with metal hitting metal, and you just get grinded out, then your life's over.
Did you ever squish pennies on a railroad track?
Never. Have you?
Yeah. You should try it. You should try it. It's fun.
Well, I don't want to be arrested and charged with some kind of terroristic something, knowing my luck.
So we're doing another walking podcast. We're just going to talk, conversate, play some songs. It is very windy out here on... What day is this?
Friday.
Okay.
May 22nd.
This podcast will go up on Saturday. So, all right. So, we're going about... You're getting ready to hit the road again.
Well, unfortunately, yeah. I'm going to probably get out of Vegas for a while. I think I'm a little nuts, but... I don't think things are going to look good here for a little bit. And honestly, just going to play it by ear and see where we wind up.
It's a scary thing that's going on right now because there's 40 million people unemployed and they just don't know how they're going to connect the dots. And everybody is not... It's kind of like, oh, okay, if I turn my back to the bills, they will go away. That's what I feel like it's going on.
Well, that's it. And it's not going to go away. And you try to drag it slow down. We unfortunately have hit as what is known as a recession, worse than the Great Depression, and it's not going to be...
Faster than the Great Depression, I believe.
A vibrant comeback very fast. Oh. It's not going to be vibrant at all.
Not for a long time. I mean, I've been going out to the north part of Las Vegas, Tule Springs Fossil Beds. It's a 23,000 square acre national park. I have a feeling I'm going to be spending a lot of my time out there for the next year and a half because it's the only way place I can go to get some adventure, some hiking in, some peace and quiet, that kind of thing.
Can I tell you something? That's a great place you got. Just stay out of the heat in the next couple weeks. It's going to be
well,
bad.
It's coming to an end because next Wednesday, Thursday here, we're going to be 108, 109. I kind of sometimes don't believe the weatherman because those are just numbers and we know how the government officials can fudge with numbers.
They say the economy is going to tank. Trump's going to keep it open no matter what second wave, and you really got to admire him for doing that because nobody knows where this is going to hit. I mean, God forbid if somebody dies, you get sick from this. But what can you really do?
All right, I got a song to play. This is one from the 80s. This is, I think it's a European or British band, ABC, and this is How to Be a Millionaire.
Pounds.
Dollar.
Millionaire.
Dollar.
Pound. Pound.
Dollar.
Tell me how to be a millionaire.
Alright, How to Be a Millionaire by ABC. Go find it. Go look for it.
That's a pretty good thing. Now honestly, if you had that kind of money, you could get a small place and just live for like 10 years like what you want out in the desert. You could just go get your food and, you know, disappear.
I should probably mention it right now. I have established that we have a YouTube channel now. Nerdlings Podcast on a YouTube channel. I think it's just going to be the dumping ground, just where I'll put videos up or things that are adventurous or whatever we come across.
I like that, the dumping ground, especially because we got all this dumped on us and nobody knows what direction things are really coming. Now, the end of July stops the unemployment, the $600 a week bonus.
July.
They cut it because they overdid it. How are people going to live on $200 a week? After living on the bonus, so hopefully people saved their money, paid their rent extra on it, and enjoyed the little positive up. Because it's gonna be tight.
I mean, there's this new normal, and it is. I mean, we're out here walking. I do say everybody we run into, we're getting out of their way. They are getting out of our way. You know, we're not wearing a mask. I don't want to wear a mask out in all this fresh air right now. You know.
That's it. And not just do you not want to wear a mask. Who wants to really believe this is Memorial Day weekend with no casinos open here in Vegas? And it's like there's people on the highway and people walking, but it's like a ghost town. And if they don't pick something up here, I think it's going to get harder to live here.
Now, did you see on the news where they opened up some of the streets in the Arts District for fresco dining in the street? They block them off, set up some tables, you can get your food, your meal, and go in there or go down outdoors and sit away from 6 feet away, of course, out in the middle of the street.
I think that's great.
They did it to encourage, for people to come out and try to, get the restaurants, because you can't go indoors or anything like that. But what's interesting, this is all over the national news. It's 2.5 blocks from where I live.
That's awesome. But here's the problem, though. Where are the casinos and the tourists and stuff? We are down a major, and that's a great thing. That's a great start, and we need more of that. But here's the problem. You need to fill all these buildings in front of us with jobs and stuff. They're looking June 1st. Somebody said June 4th. But as they keep lagging it on, one major weekend, holiday weekend, is gone.
And
how much money do we lose countrywide, Vegas-wide, strip-wide?
How many more conventions are going to be canceled? Because they're all canceled for the year. Just forget it. It ain't going to happen, a lot of them. You know, you got like CES that comes back in the beginning of February or whatever it is, I bet they're going to be canceled as well. It's going to happen.
They have to. You see a lot more police presence around, which is good because crime went up, domestic violence, liquor problems, alcohol, drugs.
I cannot believe the number of bicycles I see out all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's like the whole strip has become bicyclized.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great deal. It's like for $2, you can ride a bicycle for like 5 hours, you know. There's one that's one block over from me. I'm thinking, you know what, if my gym doesn't open, regardless of when my gym opens, because I miss swimming so goddamn bad right now. Muscles are achy and sore. I think I'm going to have to go and start to shove some quarters into that damn bicycle and just ride around for a couple hours just to get some.
Allergies are bad. The
wind yes.
I mean, it is like, wow. Talk about, God forbid, the COVID-19 with people. These allergies are just as bad, not long-term, but they're whacking everybody, man.
And the only linchpin that you know it's not the virus is because you don't have a fever. It's just allergies.
Fever, diarrhea, I have achy body.
What kind of allergy do you have?
I have, honestly, that's a bad symptom of the virus. I have pollen, red weed, all kinds of stuff, man, and it's blowing like crazy now.
My throat gets scratchy every day from, I'm tutoring for 8 hours, 2 days a week. Here, let's go around. Yeah, let's just go for it. Okay, yeah, running through the crosswalk without any pushing the lights. Push it. Gonna leave that in. Yeah, I mean, first time ever. I mean, the Oregon coast, this is usually a big time back at home for the Memorial Day, because that's where a lot of small towns on the Oregon coast, any small town, coast small town, that's where they make their money. It's the start of the season, and the mayors have come out and said, please do not come here. We are not ready for you. We don't want you here, you know?
It's the same thing, like everything else.
New car, they tried to open a Ford plant, and then they had to shut it down again.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, they're going to open casinos. We're going to open restaurants, bars, beaches. I mean, just pray you don't fall under the thing of having the virus.
I tell you, when I go out to do my jobs and stuff, it's like mask on and it's not coming off at all, period.
Do you wear gloves too?
No, I don't wear gloves. Okay. I just keep the hands away from the face.
Okay, well, see, that's the main thing they said. Eyes, nose, ears.
I really can't imagine wearing the gloves because you're going to be touching me. If it makes you feel better, do it, you know? Anything that makes you feel like you got a barrier, a little defense, do it.
It's just very bizarre, interesting cycle of life.
Now we're walking past the Honey's strip club, and the light.
They closed.
Yeah, but why are the lights on?
We just talked about that last time we were here. Remember, I just think it's one of those things.
That's security. Know. Security. That's why. That's it. They got to keep the lights on because insurance and that kind of thing.
Yep.
Because that's probably the active of the smoke detectors and all that nonsense.
That's theft, vandalism, all kinds of good stuff.
Figured that one out.
Yeah.
All right, pick a song.
How about Monday Blues?
Who's the artist?
Wait a second. I'm trying to think. Sorry. Oh my gosh. Manic Monday.
Manic Monday, the Bangles. Well, yeah. How about Manic Monday by the Bangles and Blue Monday by Fats Domino?
Okay, sounds good.
Twofer. Here's your twofer on a not Tuesday.
Thank you.
That's Domino Blue Monday, and it was your DJ, Jersey Mike, spinning them.
I got a question for anybody listening to this. Now, if you look to our right, there's a mountain, beautiful scenery, stars,
yeah.
Everything. I feel like I'm on another planet. How about you?
It's like another, I tell you, when I go out to the desert out there and there's nothing around, you know, maybe I see a few torn-toed lizards today, that's about it. It does look like a spaceship.
Wow.
Well, maybe, you know, we just saw something that looked like a spaceship. I'm not going to take a picture of it because you can't really tell that much, but just these loading yards and who knows, businesses. So, yes.
Working Memorial Day. I mean, we're back on again. Valley View, okay?
Yes.
On another Friday, Saturday. Nothing going on. Signs are lit. Casinos look like they're going to open, but they're not open. 10 weeks we're coming on this.
It's like when we started, I said, you know what, I can't remember. I can't tell you if it's 10, 9, 11, 12 weeks. I don't know. I can't fathomize it anymore.
I'm beyond what to say. They're talking about 30 to 50% of the strip.
82 degrees right now, according to the sign.
Yeah, bars. Concert venues, clubs, social
buffets aren't coming back.
Outdoor pool areas, bars, like little clubs and stuff. Everything on 50% not coming back, probably indefinitely, because you know this is going to take a while before people are ready. This is going to be the 2020. Like what happened in 2020?
Yeah, I mean it's going to be. I mean, there's new ways of doing things.
For instance,
some people aren't going to accept it, but that's just the way it is, you know?
Okay, for instance, you, me and you walked the strip for New Year's, had a party at the Gold Club.
Yeah, I still got video I haven't uploaded yet.
Listen, you really think they're going to let you do that again this year unless they find a cure? No.
Do you really want to go walk the strip like that on
New
Year's?
Honestly, I'm to a point now I just don't care anymore, in a good way, because if everybody wears their mask and washes their hands, but they're not, no, I would still walk it, because, tell you the truth, unless I'm very run down or tired, I got to live my life.
You got to live your life, yeah, because you got to, I mean, I like the way, the number of people we've come across walking out here, we get out of their way, they get out of our way, but I still see stuff on TV, maybe that's just for, what do they call it, media banter, or for just fishing for trouble or something, you know, maybe everybody around the whole U.S. is actually, everybody is behaving, you know what I'm saying?
Business people, this is going to put out forever. There's a place here called Ricardo's, 40 years out of business.
Gone. There's about three other bars, family business bars, that have like seven locations. Gone. Just gone. Restaurant business. Bless the people who thrive on that thing, but I don't.
Coming by the Rio Hotel, right?
Yep. The empty Rio.
I think 28th next week would have been the World Series of Poker canceled.
Canceled for indefinite till further notice.
Yes, all the World Poker Tour and everything. That's a big industry hit too. They can play technically, I guess, online. Maybe they can set things up.
Yeah, but I'm sure some people appreciate what things with artists and singers and the news and yes, it's good, but I'm getting a little burned out by it. I'm tired of it. You know.
Listen, I'm burned out by just anything. I went to Denny's to eat tonight. It's nice, but nobody there. Now is that business going to hold open? I mean, there's a lot of scary stuff coming up. Now I know big businesses will survive, but some of these things.
Sounds a little hard to believe, because that's kind of I've never been a fan of Lowe's. I'm a Home Depot guy, so who knows. I mean, but you got Macy's probably going, JCPenney's, DOA, Neiman Marcus, who else? Nordstrom's is closing a lot of stores.
Flamingo looks busy. Traffic. So who's going to stay in business? Gas companies, cigarette companies, soda. Everything you don't need in life outside of gas, but it's going to be taxed to the hilt when this is over.
It's going to be interesting because, I mean, I don't know. I'm just kind of, myself thinking about, like, I'm happy. I went hiking 6 miles today out in the desert by myself, you know. I'm going to post a video of it here shortly soon so you can see what it is that I'm hiking. It's an old it's an old place where they used to train World War II soldiers back in the 1943. And it's to shoot their 50 caliber machine guns and stuff. So it's a great place to walk.
Let me ask you this, though. If you didn't have that, where do you get your creative outlet?
My sense of adventure, my wonderment, wherever I want to go. I don't know where the heck I would go. I would probably look for another park. I would probably go out to... Because Lake Mead was closed. You could not get into it.
Oh, wow.
It was closed for a long time. But there was a parking spot outside of the little ranger kiosk station. You could park there, and I would probably go on the bike path.
Huh.
That's where I would probably be going instead.
But at least you have your mind, the ability, the financial ability to get a car. A lot of people are stuck in these walls known as Las Vegas that depend on these places to open up for their living. Long story short, it's a different life, and they've crippled a lot of stuff, this virus, and these governors. These governors ain't no good.
No,
They are holding and dragging along like the bottom of the ocean. You just catch a hook on something and it's taking forever.
Well, I've always had a messed up work schedule, and what I'm doing, this is like, this one, it's Friday, I took today off, I'm taking Saturday off, 2 days off. I got to work on a Sunday because I got to work in a medical center for what I do to make my life go. And so it's like, yes, finally, 48 hours off.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, let's throw one more song on and wrap this up here.
How about, what's a good one for Memorial Day? I don't even know.
I've been trying to think of one for Memorial Day.
I was thinking
Adam Ant, Goody Two Shoes.
Sounds good.
Here we go, Adam Ant, Goody Two Shoes. Be safe, everyone.
Something inside.